Have you thought about how the holidays are going to look different for your family or what you're doing this year, how it's different? 312-981-7200. Let us know your ideas, creative ideas, how you're going to go about doing it this year. As for the city and the normal holiday stuff that's going on, you heard that Macy's isn't going to do Santa Claus this season. You know, they're just saying in the Chicago store, the New York flagship store this year, Santa Claus won't be greeting kids. Some malls I've heard and some places that have Santa visit, they're going to do it behind plexiglass, so Santa will still see them, but they're going to have Santa hang out behind the plexiglass. Now, Macy's is offering still a free online experience on its website where you can play games, get a virtual tour of Santa's workshop, and take a selfie with Santa that way. So they shifted to do that. The Walnut Room, it's open, but got to make a reservation this year. They normally seat 550 people at a time, but now 142 diners, socially distanced, 6 feet apart, and they're going to limit your dining time. So the centerpiece, of course, is the great tree that's been there for over 100 years. You take a picture in front of the tree. I know generations of people have done that. They'll still allow you to do that if you're dining, but not if you're not. So they want to just contain the number of people there. Chris Kindle Market is canceling all outdoor holiday markets in Chicago and Milwaukee, but they're going to sell their goods online, so you can look for that. Get all that online. Not the same, true, but you can still get some of that stuff. And then I did check, I think on Friday, about the Magmile Lights Festival. I was like, what are they going to do with that? And apparently they're still doing it, but they're going to pre-tape it and do it at a time. They don't want any spectators or that kind of thing. They're still going to run it on ABC7, and they're still going to have Mickey and Minnie kick off the Festival of Lights, like has been done, I don't know, for how many years. But Hillary Bird is over at Chicago Parent Magazine, and I know you've been hearing from parents, you've been hearing from folks, and, you know, kind of figuring out what you do this year. How you doing, Hillary?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So what are you hearing about what people are doing this year, being that it's so different?
I think what's interesting is that we're hearing a lot of mixed results. That, you know, if you pose the question to to our readership about what are plans and what people are hoping for, and you know, if you can go sit on Santa's lap, would you? You'd get about a 50-50 result.
Is that right?
People say, yeah, you'd hear, I mean, which is surprising to me too, but the number of people saying, you know what, this, you know, they're just sort of over it, and you know, and said, listen, look at all of the things that we've already changed, and you know, are we really ready to change the holidays? And then you have the other half who say, you know what, absolutely not, because you know, I want to be around and I want my parents to be around for, you know, holidays 2021. So I think that's really interesting.
It is.
Is the number of parents that you see that are just absolutely, you know, I'd be happy to go see Santa versus the other half that say, let's find another way. And, you know, and I think there are a lot of ways to really get creative with that. And it sort of depends on how big you've already expanded your bubble. Mm-hmm. You know, if your mall isn't doing plexiglass Santa, you know, you could ask a neighbor or a friend or an uncle that's in your bubble, that your kids have already seen and that you've already been exposed to and you know who they've been exposed to, and have them dress up as Santa and, you know, and come and do a home visit. Or there's many, many, many places doing Zoom Santa, of course.
Yeah.
If your kids aren't over it on Zoom.
Oh my gosh, the time, I know that's another subject you guys cover extensively, is the screen time, the screen time thing. It's
right.
Like just about every kid's like, all right, you never thought they could get fed up watching being on a screen.
Right.
But they do.
Right.
They do.
Right. Yes. It's surprising too to see how many, you know, even littler kids, preschool and toddler kids, are just like, I'm just done. I don't want anything to do with your Zoom and your cameras anymore. I will just go over here and play in a corner.
It's so true. I mean, wow. I don't know. We talk about that all the time on the show, that's a tough thing. Depending on the age group in particular, I think those younger kids, they don't have the attention span. And then even the older kids are like, you know what? I'm on this thing now for how many hours? It's just, just even they, and they're the ones that sort of surprise me that they, you would think that they just love being on their phones and devices all day, but even they're kind of raising their hand and be like, okay, come on. So I've also heard parents like just saying things like, okay, so you got to tell your kids, like, Santa's in quarantine. He's isolating right now. Let's get the hand sanitizer out for Santa. Let's, you know, do the individually wrapped cookies and stuff like this. It just feels as if the whole narrative shifts.
It does, but you've got to remember Santa is historically the ultimate quarantiner. You know, he spends 364 days up there and, you know, hanging out in a village with elves. So he's a guy who knows what quarantine is all about. So if you spin the narrative that direction and explain that Santa's been doing it right, so we're going to make sure that we do it right too. I think a lot of how you attack the holidays, whether it's Halloween or Thanksgiving or anything after, you know, and you get into December, is really all about how positive we are as parents and how much fun we try to make it. If we sound very upset that, hey, you know what, listen, this year we're not going to go three states away, to see grandma and grandpa or aunts and uncles or whoever we typically see, we're going to stay home. Let your kids help plan what you're going to do on Christmas Day in lieu of travel.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's it. You know, maybe you'd be really surprised at what they want and let them pick part of Christmas dinner, you know, whether it's marshmallow salad or, you know, something you never would have thought. It's, they're gonna have fun, and that's, you know, and that's what they're gonna remember, is they got a chance to try something different.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're back with Hillary Bird from Chicago Parent Magazine. And Hillary, I don't know if you've made one of those, Halloween trick-or-treat shoots that so many people are doing this year. Mm-hmm. You get the pipe out or whatever, and you decorate it so you can send the treats down to the kids. I made one, and, we're very excited about using it.
You know, we haven't yet, but we have talked about many of the various ways that we could try to deliver candy, you know, whether it's a table out, you know, at the front of the yard, and we just sort of sit the window and leave, you know, make sure that it's sort of monitored. Our house is not really set up well for a shoot. So that's what we've talked about, is, okay, how do we do this? Because we're not really in a good position for that. But it's so creative. That's what I really appreciate too, is how creative everyone is getting. That you sort of hope some of this doesn't, you know, last a little bit past, you know, maybe into 2020, a lot of this creativity.
Yeah, you know, it's just, it has been fun, just like some of those things, like making that little, was really fun, and more fun than I thought. So I thought, and now my daughter's all excited about using it, so then that makes it even more fun this year. I just think, you know, it's just, you know, you're making the most of it, right? Making lemonade.
That's exactly it. Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, how much fun are you going to have, and, you know, what can you do? I think we've probably done more crafts around our house in the last 3 months, than we have even in the previous three, just because I think where there was a lot of wait and see early, but, you know, we weren't really in craft mode yet. And now it's just like, all right, what can we do next? And we send a lot of crafts to grandparents who we know we're not going to see for those holidays, you know, for Halloween or things like that. So we have the kids make things, and, you know, kids scrawl their name on the back and, you know, get them in the mail so that the grandparents feel like they've got something, that, you know, even though we can't see them beyond a FaceTime. So that's been a lot of fun, because they like to talk about, you know, the things that are going off to grandma and grandpa and grandma and papa. So they're pretty excited.
Yeah, that is pretty exciting. You think about, we're already thinking, my sister has Thanksgiving, and she's already talking about how the guest list will be smaller, because, you know, there are some people, you're just limiting how many people you have. And then some people just truly don't feel comfortable, and they want to stay at home. So that's how it goes. But that's a cool idea, to make something for those people who aren't going to be there. Make them feel, you know, like it's a holiday.
Right. And then they'll have something to put on their table. We've kind of, at this point, unfortunately, already canceled Thanksgiving. We're having a very, what I like to call nuclear Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
In both senses of the word. But, you know, at our house, because the travel is far and, you know, we recognize too that, that the case numbers in Cook County are a little bit higher than they are in other parts of the state and, you know, and in other parts of the country. And we don't want to take something that we don't know we don't have.
That's right. And the travel part of it is way down this year too.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, you don't want to stay, when you've got little kids, you don't want to pit stop anywhere.
Yeah. No fun. No fun whatsoever. We were teasing what you're talking about because I'm starting to see this too. I haven't done any of this yet, but I'm hearing that the events that we were doing over the holidays before are now kind of going drive through. They're setting it up so you can get in your car and drive through and get, you know, kind of a really cool experience.
They are. You know, what's interesting, and I'm going to get to the holidays in half a second, but interestingly, too, anybody that's been to the Arts in the Dark Halloween parade
that the
city puts on, that is now a reverse parade this year that you can drive through, and they're going to have, so you drive through the park, and you will see, you know, the different performers outside. So it's on Halloween. It's fantastic. It's so genius that they've taken the time. I think I appreciate that we've had more time, obviously, to prepare for these kinds of things than we did to say, okay, what are we going to do about the St. Patrick's Day parade? So we've had a lot more time to say, okay, how are we going to make this an experience going to that more people can get to, and still really enjoy? So it's going to sort of start there, and then you move it into holiday lights that, you know, illumination at the Morton Arboretum, which used to be a walk-through event and was, you know, fantastic and beautiful, is going to be equally as fantastic and beautiful as a drive-through. And they will have, you know, you can pipe the music in. They'll have a radio station set up through the Arboretum that you can pipe the music in so that you can, you know, you can hear what you would have heard if you were outside your car. You're just enjoying it all in drive-through and a little bit warmer.
How cool is that? I've been on that before, and it's an amazing event. I'm always actually more interested to see what it would be like as a drive-through event. It'd be kind of cool.
I know that I thought the exact same thing. You know, last year I couldn't convince my husband to go because it was so cold, but you know, my kids were so excited. So we took a wagon and they were just done by the end. But it was gorgeous. It was beautiful. It was a lot of fun, but it was cold. And you know, now you can just, you know, you sit in your cable knit sweater and drive through and enjoy it and, you know, jack the heater if you're getting cold and, you know, drink hot chocolate and have being slightly more comfortable enjoying the drive-through experience. And it's Morton Arboretum. You know they're going to do it really, really, really well.
Yeah, and safe too. So that's a super cool. You know, the Arts in the Dark, you mentioned that. I think it's one of the most underrated parades or holiday events in the city. It is amazing parade, and they truly bring the cultural, I think the cultural affairs department, I think, does it, and they bring out like some of the most creative, talented, like youth groups and creative groups and Art Institute and all the folks in the city that are great creatives, and they do these amazing things. That's another one. I would be just looking forward to seeing what they come up with this year. That's a drive-through. You said that's a drive-through also event.
Right? It is. It's a drive-through. Yeah, it's a drive-through in Washington Park, and it's on, it's straight up on Halloween. So it'll be on Saturday because Halloween's on Saturday this year, which I don't know what I was looking forward to a year ago after the snow and the heartbreak. And
right.
Now it's, but so if you head to artsinthedark.com, you can sign up for the free. There's still, I'm going to double check. Yeah, there's still free tickets. It is going to require a little registration because they don't want, you know, backups of everybody trying to get into Washington Park. But you'll still get to see everything. And the weather on Saturday is really supposed to be sunny, not 65, but nice enough that you're going to, you know, that the beautiful performers are not going to be freezing.
It's 50s. I heard like it could be 54 in the city, you know, and because that's a daytime
perfect
event. It's 12 to 3 on Saturday,
right,
Halloween. So that's like the perfect window to see, to get the weather and everything else, you know.
Right. Before trick or treating starts at 3, you know, or later, depending on where you're at. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the perfect time to drive through and enjoy and get to see. So yeah, sign up for your registration as soon as you can and part of the Halloween performances. But I agree. I love that parade. And it is, it's so much fun and that they found a way to continue it has been so interesting. And, you know, and you're seeing that too with haunted houses right now, the drive-through haunted houses, and translating that to holiday lights. We're seeing holiday lights pop up in areas that would normally be filled, like mall parking lots. That the expectation is it's probably not going to be as filled as it might have been in the past. And that's pretty impressive, that, you know, that some areas are taking over where they know there probably aren't going to be people, that there's a new light show at Northbrook Court, up on the north side. I'm sorry, in the North Shore, that, you know, it's called the Let It Shine light show. It's going to start middle of the month in November. That is the same thing. It's a drive-through, and you get to see, you know, candy canes and snowmen and beautiful archways, and you know, and it'll be just a little bit different because it's a drive-through.
It sounds so cool. It sounds like one of the rides at one of the amusement parks. You know how you're in a little car and you just go around, you see the sights. I like that because there's a lot less work on my part too. I just sit there and take it in.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to check out one of those haunted house drive-thrus too. I heard some of them are pretty elaborate too and really awesome to check out. It's good stuff.
Yes.
Hillary, you guys cover so much so well with, I know, a small staff, but Chicago Parent, you rock when it comes to delivering a lot of the stuff that people want to know about in the city. So thank you for doing what you
thank
do.
You. Oh, well, thank you so much. And I will plug very quickly, our holiday gift guide comes out later this week, early next week. So wherever you get Chicago Parent, we've got 50 great toys under $50, all of which can be found at local small business stores. So all of our toy stores, we love them so much. And they are so, so, so helpful. And we want them here next year, too. So shop small.
Very cool. We like that message, too. Shop small. Thank you, Hillary.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Have a good week. Hillary Bird, Chicago Parent Magazine. And it's